The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Thursday morning, 7:01 a.m., and it is March 23rd, 2023. So you got 3-23-23. How about that? A little reminder there when you're filling out your checks and paying your bills today, right? Let's see. Business to take care of first, obviously, before we get to this. We got a couple of nationwide recalls going on. People literally are having eyeballs plucked out, removed, because of one of the products we're going to talk about here. I got to get these out first because the health conscious concerns matter, which is why we talk about what's going on at the Power Mall. We have a new item on the roster called Virex. What it was designed for was prevention of COVID-19, reduction in the severity of it, reduction in the incidence of acute respiratory infection, immunoregulation as far as boosting the immune system, anti-inflammatory response, anti-spike protein properties to help destroy the spike proteins in your system, and cardiovascular protection. Now, there are going to be those, you know, because we got vitamin C, vitamin D, K2, zinc, manganese, all in these pills, Virex. And, of course, there are a lot who are going to take issue with it because they don't believe that it's an all-natural product, even though the label says what it says. None of this stuff is imported from China. Understand that. It's all made in the USA in a lab in New Jersey. It also has quercetin, citrus bioflavonoids, bromelain. That's a cysteine protease isolated from a pineapple stem. It's a nutraceutical, okay? So now you can, you know, evaluate that for what you will. And turmeric. It contains a polyphenol curcumin, which has anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-cancer, and other properties. And so this is one of the reasons why we are carrying it, is for the benefit of those who got the jab. Now, for those of you who are concerned about shedding, that is a subject matter. They have gone on record, many doctors, and, oh, that doesn't happen. This is not that. It's not transmissible if you're hanging around somebody that just got the jab. I beg to differ. Studies are now showing people hanging around other people. People who need people are the unluckiest people in the world, especially if they've gotten the jab. If you're hanging around people that got the jab and you're concerned about shedding, that's why this product Virex was designed, is to kill the spike protein production in your system, especially if you are immunocompromised. Now, that's the thing. We talked yesterday about the rate of obesity in America, and that's one of the big comorbidity factors that you probably have read and heard about, which is why we're carrying this product now. But to let you know that there may be some issues, you need to read the label and make the decision for yourself. This stuff was made in a lab in New Jersey. Yes. And any of the other products that we carry in the Power Mall, there's a reason why we carry them. There's a reason why White Harvest seed kits are back in stock, because everybody's starting to plant. It's after spring now. 10% off of OptiVita products. And, of course, we had Frank Davis on the show yesterday. 10% off North American Urban Spice products. Which, by the way, Justin Porter will be joining us. You know, the British chap will be joining us in the second half of our last hour of the show today. And of course, for those of you who want to make a little extra cash being a Power Mall affiliate, we'll send you a link. You put it on your website, send it out in an email blast to your friends, tell them to shop here. And if they do, then you get a kickback. I mean, I have to just be blunt, I guess, as blunt as asking for donations to pay the shortwave bills, because these things, we've had some callers ask, well, shortwave, it can't be that expensive. I'm just going to give you a ballpark monthly figure. $6,500. You got that kind of cash? Yeah. So for those of you who think that 7.49, oh, it's free, you don't have to pay for that. Yeah, you do. It's an expensive proposition. I'm not airing dirty laundry. I'm stating a fact. Broadcasting on a shortwave frequency costs money. We have a GiveSendGo.com account /The Power Hour for those of you who want to donate. We opened that up last October and only got $25. That doesn't cut the mustard. That doesn't cut the mustard. Oy vey. Yeah. So, you know, if you have a chance, jump over there or call Jay at 877-817-9829 when the Powerball opens at 8 a.m. Central Time and make a donation. We appreciate that. That's what keeps shortwave going. Got to pay those bills. And, of course, we have a partners tab. And when you go to thepowerhour.com and you click on the partners tab, all these partners pop up. These are people that basically will give us a reward financially for referring business to them. So when you just go to them directly, we don't get anything. And we don't, you know, condone that behavior. God, I don't want to scold people at this hour of the morning. Nobody likes to be scolded at this hour. No, I'm just stating a fact. This is what happens when you go visit the sites directly and you circumvent the Power Hour, because that link is what tells the partner that the Power Hour referred you to them. And they go, oh, here's your reward Power Hour. And see, that keeps us on the air too. Plus, you get the benefits of hooking up with our partners that have made a commitment to reward us for sending business their way. Okay? So taking care of that. Now, here's another thing. We have some people that claim they're on fixed incomes. I think we all are. We all have a more month at the end of the money. Many of us do. And I get that. That's why Ellen Brown is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Ellen Brown has a website called webofdebt.com. I've known this woman for a long time, have had her on the show, been on the show with her as a guest. And I was just thoroughly amazed at this woman's knowledge. She is an attorney and she's also heading up the Public Banking Institute. And she's got a new book out, Banking on the People. You see, there's the kicker. And she talks all about the gobbledygook going on behind the scenes that everybody needs to be aware of. So, you know, if you want to get a copy of that book, we'll tell you how in the next hour, because I mean, Democracy Collaborative is who put this out. And Banking on the People, Democratizing Money in the Digital Age. And oh, yes, she does talk about crypto. She does talk about CBDC. This central bank currency, she talks all about that. And funding universal basic income, for those of you out there that think that maybe that's what we need to do. She has another section called qualitative easing instead of quantitative easing, like the Fed calls it. The Fed, of course, will talk to you about that and let you know what the Fed has done. Yeah, they raised interest rates again. And all the economists are like blowing a gasket. All right, we'll start with the world news here at 9 after the hour. The UN, this is the United Nations for those of you, it's just a self-proclaimed overseer and caretaker of all humanity. Yeah, not in my backyard, you're not. Not content with managing health matters, or not content, rather, with managing health matters like contrived pandemics. The UN now wants to manage any and every extreme global shock. Sustainable development, aka technocracy, is resource management, and humans are considered to be resources. Yeah, they want to control global health crises. I would like to know what happens when we have mutual assured destruction. I want to know how the UN's going to deal with that, because I guarantee you, if anybody lobs a nuclear warhead on our financial center of this country, which is, everybody knows the answer to that one, right? New York. New York City! Yeah. If they lob a nuke on New York City, the UN building is going to be destroyed. Maybe they should move the UN to The Hague in Netherlands so the ICC can reach out and touch people when they need to for committing crimes against humanity. Huh. Yeah, I want to know how the UN is going to deal. It says extreme global shocks. What about sunspots and solar flares? How are they going to deal with that? They're not going to have any electricity. How are they going to be able to get on the CIA propagandized media and tell everybody, hey, guess what? We just got a solar flare and it's just taken down our entire power grid. How are they going to do that? There's no juice. You see, the UN's authority extends this far. And it can go real big if you let it. You got to do the right thing and say no to this kind of technocracy. And that means the digital banking currency as well. There are some issues that we will have to deal with. Digital currency and digital AI, believe it or not. The European Union, so long as we're talking about world news, the European Union is issuing a digital ID. This is one of their latest attempts to pull power away from member states' national governments. You see, this is how they want to do this with the United States of America. You see, the Chinification of Europe is what they're calling it. And the bigger problem with all of this is that the United States of America was designed by the states, not the other way around. So if you're going to use the which came first, the chicken or the egg scenario, yeah, I know, cliche. No, it was not the United States that founded all the states. No, and it didn't work that way. No, the states formed the United States. That's why they call it a more perfect union. Yeah, I beg to differ with that. A more perfect union, my ass. I don't see it. We are so broken in this country because of the current administration. In fact, even Carter did not make as much of a mess of things as Obama and then Biden have. I mean, a real mess. Name any category. Foreign policy, policy and energy, any of these, pick a category. Finance, pick a category. And tell me one good thing. Phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944, for those of you who want to call and espouse your opinions. Yeah, we love it when you do that. If you can figure out one thing that any of these blowhards have done to make our country a better place to live.
Yes, we need change.
Yeah. Yeah, Eddie Murphy said that in the movie Distinguished Gentleman. Change for the future. What kind of change? See, nobody's talking about what kind of change. Congress right now, as a matter of fact, is all the GOPs getting together and go, you know what? We need to get a bill together to stop Biden from canceling everybody's gas stoves. This is the stupidity of our administration. What do you think is going to happen if Congress, our failed Congress, what do you think is going to happen if they come up with a bill and both houses pass it and send it to Biden for his signature? He's already vetoed one ESG proposal. He's going to veto it again. That's why we have a lame duck session. It's tit for tat. It's a shift show. The whole thing is a three-ring circus, and D.C. is the main headliner. Everybody tunes in for amusement. They really do. So, you know, when you talk about the fact that, you know, they want to do digital IDs, it's all a matter of control, and it's headed this direction. They want to digitize everything. You won't be able to get into your system to get any money out of it, if that's what you want to call it. Because, see, people still have cognitive dissonance when it comes to the almighty damn dollar. It's all about the dollar, how it's made and how it's spent. That is a truism. It's a truth bomb. That's what we call them. And the thing is when you are talking about the dollar, you look at the dollar on the surface. It's a piece of paper, much like what you get when you pass go in Monopoly, except one thing. One difference between buying Park Place and Boardwalk and then Mediterranean and Baltic and raping everybody for all their money when they pass go, because I've got hotels on Mediterranean and Baltic Avenue. You see why they created Monopoly? Parker Brothers created that. Little bit of a brainwash there. We always used to like to play Monopoly when we were kids. I used to beat my mom at it all the time. I don't know. Maybe she let me win. Hard to say. But the thing is, when you have an economic system that is propped up on fiat currency, and they want to make the American, the average American, believes that that dollar is real money because they haven't been taught that it isn't. They go in, the very first thing you learn, well, that's the value of a dollar, 100 cents. Really? Yeah, what happens when China and Russia and everybody else decide to use a different currency and the dollar is no longer a standard? And the dollar starts to become devalued because no one wants to use it. Then what happens to your dollar? Now your dollar is only worth 70 cents, maybe less in certain parts of the world, which means it takes more dollars, right? 30% or 40% more dollars to pay for the same thing that you used to pay a regular dollar for because it was worth 100 pennies. But it's not worth anything now because gold and silver, no longer back it. We have no store of value. We have a standard of value, and the fiat store of value exists because of the fact that our government says so and the people believe it. Now, when the people stop believing that the dollar is worth anything, maybe we'll have some change. I want to ask Ellen Brown these questions. I really do, because she understands this, and she can give you a very clear, concise answer that I may not be able to give you. I'm just having basically a top of the, what do they call that? Top of the mind. That's their latest excuse for stupidity. Top of the mind conversation. Well, maybe the dumb American people can understand. You see, Washington is so bloody condescending. They think they know more than we do. They don't have to live out here in the hinterland. They've got their cushy little DC apartments. Yeah, they got their nice little condos and all their investments and all their honoraria and all the other good stuff as they go around patting themselves on the back. I'm the Dig Me Show. Look what I've done in your district. Look at the money I've gotten brought in from your district. And look at the strings attached, folks. We seem to forget that. You don't get anything from the federal government for free. So here's an interesting tidbit I picked up this morning. Florida, who's, you know, all the places, all the retirement websites are like, this is the number one place to retire. Really? Florida's welfare cases, that's the number of people on welfare in the state of Florida, just rose by 18%. Latest figures out. You want to retire there still when you got all these people on welfare that are living hand to mouth that are begging, and all of a sudden their SNAP payment goes away and they get 15% less money? I mean, what happens then? You know, if you just read the police blotters down in Florida, and all the local communities, and see what's happening down there, because the crime rates are going up. In fact, they're going up in a lot of places where people are falling on hard times. Because what do? Like anybody, when you put somebody out on the street and they're living in a tent city, they're either going to be buying drugs and shooting up drugs, or in the alternative, they're going to say, hey, I'm a have not, time to take from the haves. So you're either, if you have something they want, then you are a have. And because they don't have it, they're a have not. And the have nots may find a way to arm themselves and come pay you a visit in the form of a home invasion, where they will shoot you if you get in their way as they steal your food and all your possessions. And don't think that's not going to happen. Because if we have any kind of social unrest, I mean, you saw what Antifa did during the riots in 2020, right? Meanwhile, north of the border, we got Justin Trudeau up there, little Mr. Commie Pig in Canada, saying online disinformation fuels flat earthers and anti-vaxxers. I think we've gotten past the point of the earth is flat, Justin, Mr. Blackface. I think we've gotten past that point. Anti-vaxxers. No. You see, the thing is a majority of people fell for this garbage before. You just want the entire country to get jabbed so they can all start dropping dead like this British amateur boxing champ did suddenly, Jude Moore. Two-time British national amateur champ found dead at age 19. Gee, I wonder why. Maybe you can come up with a solution. How does a 19-year-old who's in perfect health, immaculate talent, whose trainer says, you know, he's never seen anything like this kid's performance before, all of a sudden, he drops dead?
The official cause has not been determined.
What does that tell you? It is entirely possible that he got the jab. Do you think? Come on, people outside the box, away with that cognitive dissonance. Tim in Michigan, how are you? Good morning.
1981, the movie Blade Runner with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was supposed to be in the future in 2025. And if you remember the city of L.A., the big towers that were burning off the methane. And I was listening to Dave Wigington's report from, and basically it's the methane that's going to be the biggest problem. And I just think it's something how a movie from 1981 was depicting all the methane is the issue in 2025. That was one thing.
They're now saying it's carbon dioxide, and we exhale that, for crying out loud.
It's plant food. Listening to Stan Dale talking about the North and South Poles, he said the pulling of the poles is getting ready to reset. It's compacting the surface of the sun on one side and spreading it thin on the other side. And it's creating this fragmentation on the surface, which is blowing solar wind, which he says is going to affect our weather for the next few days. But his main concern is when these poles correct themselves and snap back, that it's going to blow off the surface of the sun and cause many problems for planet Earth.
Well, so, like what? What does Stan Dale, we've had him on the show before, what does Stan Dale say? Does he say we're going to have huge, massive solar flares coming at the Earth?
Absolutely. If it lines up, his concern is if it blows for not just once, what if it blows for 3 days straight?
Oh, yeah.
Or a week straight. And then every time we go through that path again, we'll hit it again and again.
There you go. See, because as the world turns, right, just like the soap opera, because the world rotates on its axis, and if you've got repeated solar flares coming at the Earth, what do you think it's going to do to all of the Earth? Not just the United States.
Bible, the Bible also talks about the sun being bright.
Yep.
And that the stars and the moon will be the signs, and the stars will fall from the sky, all that good stuff. But here's one thing about Donald Trump. Back in the day when him and Hillary stood on stage, you know, people asked me, how could you vote for Donald Trump? And I was like, I wasn't a Trumpy. I said, but when he asked Hillary, when Hillary announced to the world that partial birth abortion was women's health care, I was like, how could anybody vote for something like that? And yeah, who's our choice this time? I mean,
yep.
And now what are we going to do? I mean, Trump's all obviously the front runner. What can we do but vote for Trump? I mean, and then what are we going to get? More January 6th shenanigans? I don't know.
It's hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say, Tim. I'm looking at what's going on, why the grand jury didn't show up yesterday, because yesterday was the day they normally convene. And I really think they're having issues with indicting Trump. I really do. I don't believe that they want to indict Trump. And here's the funny thing about grand juries. You know, we've all been told, and it's really funny. I was hearing, it's like I'm hearing myself on Tucker Carlson. Every time I start talking, Tucker is repeating the exact same things that I'm saying here on the show later on in the evening on Fox. And I'm just like, wow, are these people listening to what we're doing here? You know, because the thing is, the grand jury, and this is something that it's a supposition going on in my mind, because here's a prosecutor, like Jerry Spence said, he can get a prosecutor can get an indict a ham sandwich. Tucker said the same bloody thing I said yesterday. And I'm like, look, the grand jury can think also, because all they have to do is be exposed to the fact that Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, has maintained that he's going to do all these things, let criminals run loose while his mission is to go after Trump. I'm going to get Donald Trump. Well, here's the thing. What happens if they look at this thing and they say, hey, this is prosecutorial misconduct? We find no allegations of fault on the part of Donald Trump. But Mr. Bragg, we find you have committed prosecutorial misconduct in impaneling this grand jury, and we're going to indict you. Now, what happens if the grand jury turns on Bragg and indicts him instead? Anybody ever thought about that? They have the power to indict anybody they want, Tim.
Then why aren't they going after Hunter? Why aren't they going after Hillary for destroying her computers? What's going on with all that? That's why there's no trust.
It's not in their face. Yeah, I know it. I know it. It's not in their face, Tim. It's not in their face. They haven't been presented with it. I'm talking about the people that are in their face right now, which is Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. The guy is a crook. He's a shyster. He's a Soros born. The guy doesn't have a brain in his head. He's being told what to do. This is the big problem we have.
Didn't we have just a few years ago, the Obama administration set up Russia to receive all of our uranium? Wasn't that the deal being made? And isn't that why they shot that guy out in Utah? That was what that was all about, because his property was where they wanted to mine and get all the uranium. We sold like one-third of the uranium to Russia. Now we're talking about how Russia's going to bomb us. What's going on?
You're in Michigan. Haven't you heard about that new plant that China is buying in 1 square mile? China actually owns a square mile of land in Michigan, and they're going to build a factory there. And they're going to bring in Chinese nationals to work there. And Gretchen Whitmer gave them, what, $715 million of taxpayer money, Michigan taxpayer money? I think it'd be foaming at the mouth at Gretchen Whitmer. But anyway, we're running up to the break here, and I appreciate your chiming in this morning, Tim. Here's another thing about the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. They've approved a $15.6 billion loan package for Ukraine. Oh, yeah. Washington-based IMF. $15.6 billion. Now, gee, I wonder how much that's worth in real money. We'll be back to entertain that question and more after the break here on The Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. I've been getting some back channel information here. I'm scaring half our listeners to death this morning. Yeah, we have, do we have the Lions and Tigers and Bears clip? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, here's something interesting. Oh, I knew it. You know, solar flares. Oh, my God, our electricity's going out. We're going to have a nuclear war. The banking system is collapsing. Congress is full of liars. Oh, my. And see, and I make jest of this. All right. I joke about it. The government is a joke. I'm sorry. For those of you that are still suffering from cognitive dissonance out there, if you are putting your faith and trust in government, you are going to be sorely let down later in life. Because government does not have the answers, and everything, like I said before, that government does, and they're just giving away all our money to Ukraine. You got to love it. All the money's going there to help them secure their border. And what about ours? Yeah, they're letting millions of foreign nationals come into this country, maybe even terrorists, and they want to sit there and single out all of the people, we the people who are white. Oh, there's more than just white people. Larry Elder's not white, but they've called him that. He's the black face of white conspiracy. I mean, they're making so much fun of Larry Elder. I love the way that guy thinks. The guy doesn't have one liberal bone in his body. In fact, he believes in God much the same as we do, right? Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Remember that song we used to sing when we were in vacation Bible school? You know, see, that's the thing. We've never had a racist thing going on until all the people that want to change. You see, this is what happened when England came into Ireland and tried to take it over. They had to attack their culture first. They had to change the language and attack the culture in order to destroy it. What do you think is going on here in our own backyard right now? Yeah, I'll let you ponder that for a minute while I cover another little topic here, the art of diplomacy. So you remember the International Criminal Court in The Hague decided to issue an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. Remember that story we told you about? Well, Russia's former president, Security Council deputy chairman, and Putin stooge has threatened. This is Dmitry Medvedev. They call him trigger happy. I mean, that's what the media is calling him, but whatever. He wants to respond to the Putin arrest warrant by threatening to bomb the International Criminal Court at The Hague in Maryland. How are you going to do that, Dmitry?
Comrade, how are you going to destroy the International Criminal Court? How is that going to happen, comrade?
Wow. You see, they just, you know, right out of the gate. We had a little conversation about Trump and this indictment nonsense going on right now and whether a grand jury's actually got a conscience. See, here's the thing about grand juries. If they get fed information that the DA was trying to withhold, that's what we call exculpatory information. Remember January 6th and Tucker shows all the videos on TV? And then all of a sudden, all the attorneys for all the J6 defendants are in court demanding change in their statuses of their clients' cases, all because of this new information. Well, if a picture's worth 1,000 words, Your Honor, that's not what my client did. My client pled guilty to something that he wasn't guilty of. He was doing nothing. What about Ray Epps? You're going to indict him? I don't see Ray Epps on the chopping block, which means he had to have been an agent provocateur. J6 was a trap. And everybody, when Trump says protest, 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 I would just sit at home, get on your phone, and call the New York DA's office and ask Alvin Bragg, what in the hell are you doing? You are a moron. New York City's crime is going through the roof, and you're going after a former president on some technicality, some novel legal theory that's weak at best. And then, of course, you leave out exculpatory information. That's how I would protest. I'd get on the phone and call Alvin Bragg up, bombard his office with phone calls, and shut down the switchboards. That's what I would do. I wouldn't sit there and show up and protest. That's what they want. They want you to show up in droves with signs and placards and maybe even guns and ammunition. You know, they want an insurrection so they can go, see, you know, they want this. They did this with January 6th. I would think that American people would be a little smarter this time when President Trump says, you go down there and protest. And see, all the conservative activists are going, whoa, time out, put on the brakes. Think about what you're going to do, because what they did with J6 when they stormed the Capitol, you know, this peaceful protest turned into a riot, not an insurrection. As I said before, if these people, 200 million of them strong, came armed with weapons and stormed the Capitol police would turn tails, seeing the oncoming hordes fully armed, and run like hell in the opposite direction. There would be no opening of the doors. They want to see a full-armed insurrection. I'll tell you what, you piss off we the people enough, you might just have one. Maybe that's what they want. So they can bring in the military. Oh, like the military's going to do this? They're going to turn their weapons on an American citizen after they raised their hand and took an oath? I mean, think about all the possibilities here. I'm not inciting violence. I'm just saying, look at the possibilities. People are going to get very frustrated and start doing crazy, stupid things because this is America. People do crazy, stupid things, which is why we have the TV show Jackass. this is what we do. You know, we overreact. You know, we can sit there and throw shoes at the TV set all night. You know, after somebody reports something, it's just like, ah, wow. You know, it's like Chatty Cathy's on TV, right? Oh, man. You know, they just want to get under your skin. Oh, by the way, do you know what they've done to our military? New data show myocarditis diagnoses spiked. That means all the people that they jabbed in the military are at risk of dropping dead of heart attacks. Isn't that wonderful? Not if you're a parent whose son is serving in the military, they're not. No, no. Now, we're talking about murder. We're talking about murdering. Thank you, Fauci, idiot. We're talking about murder here. And, you know, it's really funny. Clay Clark is on Tucker last night. You're not Clay Clark, but Clay Travis is on Tucker last night, sitting there saying that Fauci should be in cuffs. Oh, I think he needs to be at the end of a noose. Seriously, in cuffs? he might like it. You know, we don't know what Fauci's done behind closed doors. With all that kind of money he's making right now, how do we know he hasn't visited Epstein Island? We don't know. He could be one of those twisted, I won't use that word because it's an expletive, but you know where I'm going with that. Tom in Ohio, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing bad this morning. I'm not fit to be talking to. I'm just having fun with this. What's going on?
Well, have you heard anything about England talking about sending depleted uranium shells to Ukraine?
Yep, sure did. Yeah, we haven't gotten that far in the news today, but yeah, they're sending depleted uranium shells to Ukraine. And what do you think that the Russians are going to do about that? They've already warned them. They've already warned them. There's going to be repercussions.
And isn't that what we did, the United States government did in Iraq?
Uh-huh. Well, we went after weapons of mass destruction, and there weren't any, and nobody's indicting Bush for that.
Well, I do believe that Bush has an arrest warrant for him for war crimes.
I'd like to see it. Would somebody please send me a copy of that? Support at thepowerhour.com. Somebody send me a copy of the arrest warrant. I really want to see it. I will get on here, and I seriously will go crazy with that. I will go crazy. I'll read the whole damn warrant.
And got one other thing. Have you seen anything about the two House members in Israel that are starting a bill to make it a crime to talk about Jesus Christ?
You know, I thought they weren't going to do that to Christians over in Israel. Now we have two people that are thinking to the contrary. Wow.
Well, and they're saying it has a real good chance of passing, too. So, you know, for everybody that thinks Israel is our friend, wake up.
Crucify him! Crucify him! Yeah. Yep. Yeah. My. This is a sad state of affairs we have, huh?
No doubt.
I know. I appreciate your calling here. Bob in Missouri, how are you?
Yeah, crucify, that's going to be crucify Americans if you speak Christianity. In England now, isn't the crime for white people to be in government? They passed a bill doing this. They are. They're trying to do that.
Now, goodness.
We're at war. We're at war, okay?
Yeah.
Western civilization's at war. And no, you don't speak about anything else. All that other stuff means nothing. Trump, it means nothing. It's such a diverse. Let me ask you. You talk about whites are a minority. Where do you get the statistics that we're now a minority in our own country, which means we've been taken over?
Yeah, I mean, if they're
where
out
can
there,
I find those statistics?
Yeah,
where would you go to get them?
I think they published. They've actually published the Department of the Census, U.S. Department of Commerce. Because they're the ones that control the Census Bureau, and I think that's where those statistics came from that are showing that other races are exceeding the white population in America. So we're being told. Now, if that's true or not, I mean, we already know that certain segments of the population were not counted in the census, which, see, that causes a real problem when it comes to gerrymandering and shifting of political districts and subdivisions. And, you know, when you have that kind of garbage going on, it's like maybe the census figures, we don't know. I just don't like the idea of being called a white supremacist when I'm supposed to, you know, walk in love and love my fellow man and treat him with love and respect and have conversations with him in the store and ask him how he's doing. And no, they want you to sit there. You took my parking space and punch some guy out in the parking lot because you don't agree with the fact he took your parking space as you were getting ready to pull in. I mean, this is the kind of nonsense that this government has done. And I'm sorry, but there's a lot of people out there that just haven't caught on yet.
Well, that means nothing else means anything. You know, Stalin or whoever said, Western civilization are going to pay for the rope to hang themselves.
Yeah, well,
that rope
that
is, you're paying for these people that you're You're paying. No one's dropping bombs on you yet.
Yeah.
But you're paying for these people to come into your country, take over your country, and you're paying for their babies. They're telling you not to have any kids or anything. The people they're bringing in here, by the way, I'd like to see the proportion of Indians and just Muslims. You see a lot of apartment complexes that are strictly all Muslims and Indians. And guess who owns those apartment complexes? The Chinese, okay?
Yeah.
They're taking
amazing
over your
how that
country.
Works, isn't it? Yeah.
And they're laughing at you.
City they're going, what? You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely
they're
right.
They're laughing at you. They have total contempt for you. And let me just say, when they do take you over, look what they've done. These are Bolsheviks. These are Zionists. These are Khazars. They're the ones that you originally owned all the real estate. They owned them TVs and everything else. Now they're in conjunction with China.
Yeah,
when 9/11 happened, there was only two foreign countries there, the Zionist Israelis who were filming the planes going to the building and cheering as all those people were crushed to death. And they were let go the next day. They were posing as Israeli students and it turned out they were Mossad. Let out the next day. They were caught by the New York police. They were let go the next day. And who came and cleaned up the crime scene? Aren't there supposed to be police there to look at the crime scene? No. China came in and cleaned it all up and took it back to China.
Yeah.
So they're in cahoots. When did this big conference with Israel and China go on with their war against the West? And you can see with Israel, they're going to get more and more blatant how much they hate you, okay?
Oh, I know. It's coming.
Little thing
it's
going,
just
oh, love
a matter
your...
of time. Bob, it's tit for tat here. It's, you know, they love you, they hate you, but see, if we don't stand up and we don't tell our elected state officials to stop this nonsense, like Witchmer up in Michigan, letting the Chinese come in here and buy up a square mile of land and giving them $715 million to set up a factory in Michigan. You know, it's like, look, you're going to manufacture what? Chips? What are you going to manufacture up there? Batteries. You know, why are you being allowed to come in here and they're going to employ Chinese to work at the factory? Because apparently Chinese are smarter than we are. Well, you know, we let them do it. You know, who's the doomazel here? I'm going to say doomazel when I refer to Whitmer from now on. Anyway, I appreciate that. Jim in Missouri, you're on. What's going on?
Yeah, Dave, I got a question for you. I hope you can answer it. I should be asking Alex Jones, but it's nearly impossible to get on his show. But he had a guest on the other day, Dr. Judy Majovitz. And
no, Judy Mikovits.
Okay, well, I didn't know if I was pronouncing it right or not.
Yeah, it's Mikovits. I've had her on my show multiple times and have had dinner with the woman. I know her personally. Go ahead.
Okay, well, she said that every shot, every kind of shot since 1986 is poison. So does that mean that anybody and everybody who's had any kind of shot since 1986 is dead unless they just got it very recently and haven't had time to die yet?
Well, there are some, to answer that question, you know, having conversations with her, I understand exactly where she's coming from with that, because there were certain shots that were contaminated with all sorts of garbage, like mercury. I mean, they knew they were doing this. I remember when GlaxoSmithKline got rid of the pertussis vaccine, the DPT, and they had what they called the split cell vaccine, and they took that out. And kids who were getting this were all of a sudden having seizures and all sorts of things going on. So, and this is back in the 80s. So Dr. Judy was right on when she talked about this. But see, she worked at Fort Detrick, so she knows what was going on. She knows what was in the labs. She knows that between 78 and 80, they've been culturing HIV there. I mean, she knows that. Jean-Luc Montagnier knew it before he passed away. They gave him the Nobel Damn. He's a laureate. So, you know, when we're looking at stuff like this and people just, you know, oh, well, we have to do the right thing. You know, see, America's got everybody brainwashed through the CIA-led media. I mean, these people might as well wear nose rings so we know who they are when they get on TV and lie to us, telling us that all these things are safe and effective when they're anything but. So, you know, if we're stupid enough to not trust God the Father, and we're going to trust Uncle Sam and trust liars like Fauci. I mean, have you seen those videos of him getting pushback from black residents in D.C. telling him and Bow Wow Wowzer to go take a flying leap? I mean, they were coming and hit him with all the hard stuff. Y'all are sitting here giving a free hamburger out there to get a jab. I mean, McDonald's, they're woke. They're the biggest junk food, ultra-processed food manufacturer in the United States of America. And they are working in tandem with the CDC and the NIH and the government to reward you with an order of French fries to take the jab. How wonderful what a place we live in America when the biggest fast food chain, Ray Kroc, could be turning over in his grave. This is just nonsense. But there are people out there, Jim, that buy into this garbage and they think it's wonderful. Hey, look, all you got to do is go get the shot. We get a free order of French fries. And you ask McDonald's employees. You ask McDonald's employees who created the French fry for the McDonald's chain. They don't even know the guy's name was J.R. Simplot. They don't even know who did it. You know, it's a trivia question. I keep asking McDonald's employees. I don't go there anymore. Go ahead.
I gather from what she's saying that it doesn't have to be the coronavirus so-called vaccine. Just any shot does the same thing since 1986. Is that what she's saying?
What if somebody had
a tetanus shot? What if somebody had a tetanus shot? Does that mean the same thing as coronavirus shot?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Most of the flu shots, and I keep telling people this, and I've even had I took this contingent of guys that were helping me move. They were all African-American, to be politically correct. I took them all to lunch for helping me out. And we got in a conversation, and one of them says, hey, you know, when you get the flu shot, what do you get a bit of? The flu. Well, so when you get the jab, what do you get? You know, it's like, oh, but come on, fist bump me, bro. I'm all over this, you know, because they know. These people aren't stupid. They think they're all stupid. They think we don't know any better. But you see, the thing is, Jim, you figured this out. Most of the people that did not take the jab, me included, maybe you, I don't ask. You can volunteer that information. Anybody can on the show. I don't care. A bully for you.
No,
you did not.
I had better sense than to take it or a flu shot. But back in early January, I was trying to break up a dog fight, and I got chewed up really bad, and I had to go to the emergency room. And at first, I refused the tetanus shot, but the doctor told me, he said that there's a really good chance I could get tetanus, and he didn't know very many people who ever survived it. So they talked me into taking it, and I've regretted it ever since, and now I'm scared to death.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jim. Has anything happened to you negatively? Has anything happened to you as a result of the jab right now? I mean, what they gave you, the tetanus shot, is anything? Because I'm allergic to it. I can't take it. They have to give me drugs or... If nothing's happened to you, that probably means that tetanus shot did what it was supposed to do. The tetanus shot is not really a vaccine. Tetanus shot is something they give you to offset something that could potentially occur. I generally have you seen tetanus shots on the schedule of vaccinations for kids in school? Because I don't know, unless you're going out for sports, I don't know that that's required.
I don't know about that. But I just it was the 4th of January this year. It's been a couple months, a little over about 2.5 months, I guess, now since I took it. But I haven't noticed anything different. But I understand that the regular jab takes a couple, 2 or 3 years before you fall over dead. And
I've had a kill switch.
Or three people in my family die of it already.
Oh, my. And, I'm sorry to hear that.
But anyway, you say that tetanus shot's not really a vaccine. I was thinking it was.
Well, I've not seen it and referred to it as such. I can't take it because I'm allergic to it. They've tested me for every single method of tetanus that they possibly can, and I'm allergic to everything. Tetanus toxoid, antitoxin, alum precipitated. I'm allergic to all of it. I can't take any of it. So I got to be real careful about not stepping on rusty nails and getting in dogfights like you did. But the thing is that the doctor was looking out for you. Thank God he didn't want you to get rabies injections. God only knows what that, you know, that kind of pain. But you know, the situation is such that if Mikovits is saying she knows something, obviously that's going in the background. She already knows about the mercury in a lot of these jabs. She knows about the methods of delivery and the chemicals that they use to facilitate the jabs. So I'm of the opinion that if Judy Mikovits said it, there's probably some real science backing up her claims. Otherwise, she would not be out there telling people, don't take these jabs. You can't trust the government anymore. You just can't. So I appreciate your bringing it up, and thank you for listening to the Alex Jones, Judy Mikovits interview. We appreciate that, and then bringing it here, because Judy is one of my favorite people. She's my go-to gal when it comes to figuring out ACE receptor 2s and reverse transcriptase. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone. Good morning.
Yes, the DPT shot, the T is tetanus. So, yes, children are getting the tetanus shot. My nephew got a booster, a tetanus booster. It may have been as long as 10 years ago now, maybe not that long, but he developed Guillain-Barré after he got that. And he still got it. And And that's really serious. And the thing is, when they give you a tetanus shot also, it's probably, it may not be just tetanus, because it may be a DT or a DPT shot. So the other thing is, years ago, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny did a video on vaccines. And, I mean, this is probably, this may be as old as 15, 20 years ago.
Well, that may be what she was reflecting on when she was on Alex Jones. So go ahead.
Well, she, it's, tetanus is not that common. Tetanus shots are not necessary.
Well, and I tried to tell people that, but when the CDC puts them on vaccine schedules, we have a real problem. We're out of time for this segment. My God, the time is flying. Thanks, Sherry, for your call. We're going to be back with Ellen Brown, allegedly, at the top of the hour. Talk about the new article, Banking Crisis. She just wrote it. We'll be back after these words. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.